Hello and welcome to Can You Get to That? I am your host, Caitlin Best. And joining me, special guest. You want to introduce yourself?
Well, I don't know. You first introduced yourself as host with no co in front. And then in addition to that, it sounded like you had something like real important you wanted to say after your name. And I just didn't want to. I just didn't want to step on your toes, you know?
The important thing was that I was introducing you, our special guest.
Well, as a special guest, I would prefer if I was introduced first rather than having to... See, if I was a co-host, I would introduce myself because that would be natural. But as a special guest, I feel like I need a lead-in.
Joining me on this week's episode of Can You Get to That? It's special guest Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Thank you. Yes, that's the way I like to be introduced. Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson. I love space and I hate everything else.
Yeah. I think there's actually one other thing, if I may, that I've observed that you seem to like, which is sucking the fun out of things that are not space.
That falls under the purview of hating everything else.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's how I choose to put that energy out into the world is by just taking a dump on everybody's joy.
Yeah. What is it that you like about space, Neil?
No one can wedgie you in space.
That's so true.
No one can give you a wedgie. If they could, it would be the best wedgie ever. It would be...
You're never unwedgieing that wedgie if that happened to you in space.
If something in space could give you a wedgie, the cosmos is infinite and it is... awe-inspiring, and it would be, you wouldn't be able to imagine the magnitude by which it would eclipse a atomic wedgie. It would be so much more powerful than that. You think about humankind, you think about the wedgies, you compare that to the atom bomb, right? The force of the atom bomb, even the strongest bomb in the nuclear arsenal to date, that wouldn't destroy the Earth. But think about the forces that created the cosmos. Think about that Big Bang.
Yeah, That big wedgie could destroy the Earth.
And it would destroy me.
Yeah.
But nothing would do that to me out in space, and that's why I love space so much, because on Earth, with the scum of humanity that does not like science, that does not care for space, and does not care to fund NASA, I get wedgied. Still to this date. I'm famous. I got paid by Seth MacFarlane to do a show that's not as good. I have to say it. I'm sorry, Carl. It's not as good as Carl's version. But just the other day, I was on the 6 train here in the Big Apple, and I got wedgied.
I have to say, I'm surprised that Seth MacFarlane didn't give you any wedgies.
He did. I just left that part out. Okay. He did. It was part and parcel of signing the deal.
It was in the contract, actually.
It was in the contract, indeed. Also,
that's
can I
really
just say, I don't know why we call it the Big Apple, because in the grand scheme of the universe...
It's really not that big.
It's really not that big.
That's such a good point.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, no, please, don't. No, not the underwear. No, not again. Hey, what's... Caitlin, were you doing the podcast without me? Me, Matt Olson?
Well, Neil was here, and he
yeah,
was
I took
just
care of that fucker. He's gone.
He was just really wanting to get started, but yeah, I see that you got rid of that nerd. So
I gave him a wedgie, and then he grabbed his book about space and the stars, and he ran out of here like a little wuss.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm glad you're here now, even though our special expert guest is gone. Gonna make it harder.
You don't need him. Do you think he knows shit about Wikipedia? I doubt it. Also, his voice very annoying.
Yeah, extremely annoying, very grating. So glad our guests don't have to listen to that for an hour.
A very particular voice that just would wear you down for more than like 5 minutes if you had to listen to it. Yeah, but not like mine. Sexy
not
Matt
like,
Olson.
Not like Matt's voice. The reason I invited our special guest on was because we have a space-related topic today. Would you you want to introduce our topic?
Oh, it's Cosmic Latte, which is not the sequel to Mystic Pizza, which was my first thought upon reading the words Cosmic Latte.
Wait, I don't know what that is.
Mystic Pizza is a movie.
Okay.
It's a real-ass movie. You've got Wikipedia open right now. Type in the search bar Mystic Pizza. All right, this is step one, Mystic Pizza. What if we did a little pregame right here where we tried to see in, say, the next 5 minutes if we could get to Cosmic Latte from Mystic Pizza?
Oh my God, in 5 minutes? There's no way.
Yeah, so this is it's about a pizzeria in Massachusetts, and it's full of uncommonly attractive people, and it was like before Matt Damon was famous.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts is in
it. Look at this poster. Wait, is one of these people Matt Damon?
No, because he's got a bit role.
Okay.
This is before he broke out.
Got it.
Yeah, it's just about pizza. Can we scroll down to the soundtrack section? I feel like this movie's known for its soundtrack, maybe. I guess there's not a section, I guess I'm wrong. Yeah. I guess I am just dead wrong.
Seems like you're wrong.
Vincent D'Onofrio. So there's not under like a see also, or like you may be thinking of...
No, there's nothing like that.
You may be thinking of Cosmic Latte.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't want to actually waste our time then trying to get to there from here, because...
Yeah, I don't want
to
do that either.
We could zoom out from Mystic, Connecticut to like the universe, but I think that would be a pretty rough track to go along. Thank you to Julie for suggesting this topic today. I put out the call for suggestions, and after I told Julie that, yes, we did do the Emu War a couple weeks back... she was like, oh, great. Cool. I'm going to go listen to that one now. My second, I think I like this better than Emu War, frankly, because
Emu War was pretty fun, though.
This is, I don't even think Neil deGrasse Tyson probably does love this, but I don't even know if this would top his list of like amazing facts about space, because Cosmic Latte is the color that a group of scientists determined is the average color of all the light in the known universe, right? So any light emitting thing, so mainly stars, mm-hmm. you know, all of those things in the universe combined and then averaged along like the color spectrum gives you just beige.
How did they? Yeah. So the fact that it turned out to be beige, I was about to ask how they did that, but. The fact that it turns out to be just beige makes me wonder if it's not just like, you know, they tried to figure out how they could calculate this color, and then they worked on it for a while, and then they just at some point, you know, threw up their hands and were like, well, probably just like brownish.
So I didn't read into it in depth, but originally they thought it was a turquoise color.
There's no way that the average color of the universe would turn out to be as
so
beautiful
chill.
A color as turquoise.
so fucking tight. Yeah. So they recalculated. I mean, I think the explanation for this is that it would have tilted towards like either a darker brown or another color.
Mm-hmm.
Had the universe that we occupy not have so many like brighter stars. So what I'm imagining is like all of the cool stars that are like more red or blue or like deep yellow, greeny, all that stuff, all those bodies that give off light like that,
mm-hmm.
they combined like if you're taking all your paints together and you're just mixing them together, you're going to get something like a murky brown.
Yeah.
And then there's just so much like blindingly white light that it just then becomes beige is what
right.
I'm guessing the outcome was.
Right. Like we were talking about, like when you go to a coffee shop and you order a latte, but you order the 20 to 22 ounce cup and then just a single shot in there.
Which I used to do.
Yeah.
I used to be a hot milk with some coffee drinker.
We were all babies once.
We were all babies once. And then... You know, now I'm just on the good black stuff. Just
yeah.
That drip.
Yeah. That's the thing. You know, lattes are kind of a scam because the pricing should scale up in a different way for a latte than for just a coffee, because you're not getting more coffee.
No.
You're just getting more milk.
You're getting less coffee. And the coffee had a harder time reaching you, especially in America.
Yeah, you might even say that coffee is more expensive than milk, would be another way to phrase that, I would say.
Yes, that's the outcome of it, yeah. Sure. I just want to draw attention to the fact, also, check in with the rise of fascism. You've heard about the milk drinking thing, right?
Yeah.
I have. Fucking love how much these neo-Nazi wannabes keep coming up with ways to own themselves. First, it was looking at their genealogy online, and then having to post in shame if they found out that they weren't like the part of the fucking like pure Aryan descendants shit, right? Like they have 1% something else, and they're just like, well, fuck. Like,
guess I'm garbage. Guess I better fling myself off a bridge.
My great grandmother married a Jewish man, and now this isn't so funny. Like,
yeah,
fuck you, kids. But now it's gonna be all these kids who are like, I'm gonna chug milk so I'm a cool Nazi.
Yeah, and they obviously have not been to the Wikipedia page milk chugging. Which, or I'm like, just gonna pull up for a refresher.
The gallon challenge.
The gallon challenge.
Disgusting. But here's the other thing is, even if they don't embarrass themselves by just like up chucking on camera, it's just all these like 4chan kids with lactose intolerant who then woke up one day and saw that milk chugging was a thing, and they're just like, I guess I can't hang with the quote unquote cool kids anymore.
Yeah.
I should have gone to Queens.
Oh no.
You've gone on YouTube and you found Kobayashi chugs a gallon of milk in 18 seconds, which we're gonna watch now.
Oh no. I'm gonna fast forward. There's some talking. He's unbuttoning his shirt.
You gotta take your shirt off if you're gonna do this.
He's got a tank top on now.
Like a real pro.
Here we go.
Does his tank top say Kobayashi?
I think it's a Batman tank top. Maybe not.
No, those are words. Maybe the words say, don't do this.
The words say, I'm about to throw up for sure.
He's squeezing that gallon so hard to force it into his body.
Oh no.
See,
oh my God.
See, so long as the fucking neo-Nazis train to drink milk, they're not going to have the time to train to fight or come up with any like actual real plans. It's just a great waste of time. Maybe this is like a CIA deep operation. Their plants were just like, you know what would be cool, guys? We all just chugged milk.
I don't think it's that, though.
The CIA made all sorts of art during the Cold War. I mean, come on.
I don't actually know about that. That sounds interesting, but
there was a brief aside, and then we will look for Cosmic Latte.
Oh, okay.
Which one of the, there's a list on the page of other names that were suggested for the color. They identified the color first, and then they were like taking suggestions for the name. Mm-hmm. Cappuccino Cosmico was like the front runner and is a much cooler name.
That's better, yeah.
But they did not go for it, because I think a cappuccino would be definitely not so beige.
Yeah, it definitely would be even darker than a latte.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, during the Cold War, I think it was the CIA, it was one of the fucking intelligence agencies in America, was like a major patron of the arts. They funneled money into American abstract art because it was so counter to the like predominant like state art made by the USSR.
That's cool. Good lesson.
Good history lesson for me.
Let's do the thing.
For me, an economics major who forgot about how limits work, I found out earlier this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. Random article.
Thank you. No. I don't thank you.
Step one, 28th Alberta Legislature.
Fuck this. Can we just click on a link as soon as possible?
Yeah. But Matt, this is actually, if you think about it, this might be a really easy topic because everything on Wikipedia, like, is in the universe. So
I knew you were going to say that, and I just wanted that little bit of silence there to really cement that we know that that's not how this is going to work.
Okay. Well, that's what you think.
Did you ever come across that thing? I think we did this once as like a lesson, like on space in like elementary school or something, or just like, you know, when you address a letter and you say like your street address and the city and all that stuff. Like, you also got to consider like you're in the United States of America.
Yeah.
You're in North America.
Yeah.
You're on the Earth, which is in the solar system.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, like that shit. Wikipedia doesn't work that way. Wikipedia just doesn't say, like, hey, here's a place.
Wikipedia sometimes, it sometimes works that way, okay? We've
if you get to the United States, there's not a link saying, like, the United States is part of space, or, like, I guess if you could get to Earth.
No, but it's
going to
say it's in North America.
Yeah.
And North America is going to say that it's a continent.
Okay, but if you get to the universe, you gotta hope then that someone's like, and the universe's predominant average, or the, like, the average light color
I bet you that it is there, and I'm gonna bet on that, and I'm gonna assume that's what we're doing, because I don't know how else we're gonna do this.
Other thought.
Okay.
We get to say a country and a country's flag and the colors, and if the colors are linked, then any page for a color, I would assume.
Did you memorize the Pantone number?
I didn't memorize a Pantone number, but I must assume that if there's a page that's like list of colors, it would have to be on there, like list of famous colors or named colors.
List of named colors?
Yeah, like fucking macaroni and cheese Crayola color, you know?
Oh, man. I like my idea better.
Or the super racist Crayola color flesh.
Yeah. Okay. I have reservations about that. Well, you'd hope that Alberta would be a link on this page, but I'm not sure that it is.
We know better. We know it's not.
Okay. There's a bunch of cities, or, like, I guess, districts.
Mm-hmm.
Calgary foothills, for example.
I love how all of these are important enough to have their own Wikipedia page, apparently.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything's got its own Wikipedia page. I don't know. You should know that by now.
You know that's a lie. Don't try to have that shit slide on our podcast.
Okay, so we can click Alberta Legislative Assembly, or we can click one of these little places.
I mean, if we click one of the little places, it's like, who fucking cares which, right? Like, none of these are standalone places. It's always like hyphen something.
True. Hold on one second. I have to cough real bad.
Gonna have to edit that out. Everyone at home should know that Caitlin did the super hygienic dab to control the cough.
I always dab, baby. You gotta dab.
Cough right into that dab.
Yeah, you can't be spraying those bits everywhere.
Yeah, let's click on the Legislative Assembly, because that's gotta have a link to Alberta, right?
Yeah.
Okay, step 2, Legislative Assembly of Alberta. Step 3, Alberta. Let's go with that, I guess.
Right on through.
So, one of the provinces of Canada, our neighbors to the north, of which I might apply for citizenship soon. Just to have it.
Yeah, you were telling me that you could just get it because of your daddy.
Because my daddy's a Canuck.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that.
I should go to Canada.
Have you never been?
I've not been since I would be old enough to remember. I think I was taken there once as a small baby. Mm-hmm. And then the closest I've been since then was fucking Bellingham, Washington.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's not the same. That's not Canada.
Yeah, I should go, and I should stock up on... Someone on Twitter linked the movie with Rick Moranis and the other guy where they're two Canadian dudes.
Yeah, the one where they call each other, like, hoser.
Yeah.
Hoser and hoserhead a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't remember what that movie's called.
They linked to a clip from that movie. Don't fucking at us with the title of that movie. just leave it, okay? And there was a case of Molson beer prominently displayed. And it's just like...
That's your place. That's a sign right there.
I just really got to get my hands on some Molson.
You got to get some Molson. I don't think I've ever drunk Molson. Have you?
I don't think so. I've definitely seen it. Like, it pops up in America sometimes. But I think it's just like... I think it's just like Budweiser. I don't think it's a great beer.
Yeah, of course it's not, like, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed... I mean, like, every country... You know, every country has their own shitty beer like that. Sometimes they even have, you know, geographically, you can break it up into even smaller regions within the country, which I think is fun. Like, in Spain, it seems like every city has its own, like, its own brand of just, like, shit normal beer. And they all taste the fucking same.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they all have different names.
So what was the one that you would get down with the most?
Well, everywhere you go is a different one. So like,
well, yeah, but we're like, where were so you like,
Granada,
centered?
In Granada, the beer is called Alhambra because it's after the landmark there.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a natural?
Is that no, a, it's a castle.
It's a castle. Can't you build it in Civ though?
Probably, yeah. Very famous. Fuck, and I'm trying to remember what it was in Madrid. I don't remember. But the point being, like, all these shit beers, this is an attractive notion to me. Just, like, the idea of collecting, like, little notches on your belt. You've drunk all of these crappy, identical-tasting beers from all of these different places, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I like that instinct a lot. I think I would, if I was one to travel, I would definitely try to sample the local shit beer.
Yeah.
To see what it's like. I recently went to a store that I felt extremely uncomfortable in here in Williamsburg, because it was Williamsburg, and it's a pin store. All they do is they sell like enamel pins.
All pins, baby.
Mm-hmm. And they make a lot of their own stock, but they also had like a little vintage section of stuff that they've like sourced from eBay or wherever. And for one thing, they had a shitload of Simpsons pins, but all of those were like $30 or more for just like a little pin.
Mm-hmm.
I was tempted, but they also didn't have any that were like a super, super chill design. So I resisted that temptation. But then they had a lineup that was all just different beer brands.
Yeah, nice.
And I was like, it'd be sick to have like a pin for every like beer that I've like had a ton of.
Every beer that you've shotgunned.
Ooh, that could be the cutoff, right? If I have not shotgunned this beer, I don't need the pin, right? So like a Lagunitas, I've never had like a canned Lagunitas, so I wouldn't need that.
I don't
think
they make that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
But would I have PBR and Hams? Yes, I would have both of those. I'm trying to think if I've shotgunned other
Tecate
brands. I must have done a Tecate at some point. Old German, Avi. Mm-hmm. Also, that would be a great pin. Ooh, if they had an Old German, the little man. Nice. That's not a thing out here.
Oh man, really?
Yeah, it's not. I'd say that Narragansett would be the equivalent out here of Old German. Yeah, if they had that little man though, I would have got it. It doesn't matter what the price point would have been. They did have just the Corona logo, and that was like $18, and I was like, but no, not even for Fast and Furious would I spend $18 on a little tiny pin for myself.
Okay.
If it had been a Corona bucket,
indeed.
you're actually trying to do the Canada, the dang game.
Yeah, I'm looking at Alberta here.
I just want to talk about beer brands. What's your favorite?
What's my favorite beer?
Yeah. No, what's your favorite brand?
My favorite brand?
What's got the best brand identity?
I like Rainier. I'm fond of Rainier.
Mm, definitely shotgun that too.
Yeah. It used to be Miller High Life, like hands down, but
the champagne of beers.
Right. But the problem is that the CEO is a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't feel good about that anymore. So I'm more a Rainier now.
That happened with a local shitty brewer out here in New York, Yingling. Yeah. I was at a DIY like a little punky venue out here, and the news had just come out that the Yingling owner was a Trump supporter, and they had all this like stock of Yingling that
oh my god, did you like throw it in the river?
No, they were just selling through it super fast.
Oh,
they were just like, look, you can like, we won't judge you. We are going to sell these at a steep discount because we want to get rid of them and never buy them again. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. It would have, I mean, we could have just like gone to Gowanus, I guess, and dumped a bunch of beer in there, but that would have
been way sicker.
It would have been kind of a waste. Like,
I don't care.
It's not like the beer was going to make us racists.
No, but like, that's how, you know, this country was founded on dumping stuff in water. You know, that's how America started.
Sure, but like the cops would have like stopped us, and also they would have been like, fuck you, we got your money. Like, had people paid for the tea by the time it had arrived, or was it about to be sold and then dumped so that they also lost all that money?
I have no idea. I have no idea how the tea economy worked, how the tea market worked in those days.
See, we gotta fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson. We need like a real deal historian for when we get off on these tangents.
Yeah, well, so we're still having this problem
of there being no good links off of the page for Alberta.
Just,
yeah,
we're just here in Alberta, here on the prairie, and yeah, there's not a lot here really.
Ooh, there's a list of friendship partners. Yeah, like sister cities. That's fun.
Hokkaido.
Okay, all right.
Montana.
That make well, yeah, because Montana's right below,
right
it.
Next door, actually.
Yeah.
Ooh, California.
That's weird.
Do they? Is there like any space? There's like space stuff in California. Is there? That's probably a stretch, huh?
That's a big stretch. I don't think. I mean, NASA's based in Florida. We know that. Yeah. Like, yeah, there's like, I don't know, fucking.
Wait, is NASA based in Florida? Because I just saw that movie. I just saw the movie Hidden Figures, and it was definitely not based in Florida. It was definitely based in Langley, Virginia, in that movie.
Sorry. But all the launches are done from Cape Canaveral.
The launches are in Florida. And then the place where they talk to the astronauts, that's definitely in Houston.
Oh, right. Yeah, shit. But not California. I think California is space.
Not one, yeah, spaceless. It's not one of those places.
Or like only minor space, or only like billionaire tech douche space. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have no idea where we should go from here.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to click on Canada, and I want to try to zoom out from here because I think that's...
Okay, but here's another thought.
Yeah.
Montana is big sky country. And what's up in that sky? It's the universe.
The universe.
So alternate route I'm going to propose is we click on Montana and then we go to like big sky
the
country.
Sky.
All right, well, let's click Canada. All right. Step four, okay. Canada.
What the fuck? Fucking fuck me. God damn it.
What?
Look.
North America's not linked. Yeah.
It's a country
okay.
In the northern half of North America and there's no fucking link. Why is that?
I mean, we should know better at this point that Wikipedia just doesn't like us. Now, does Canada has astronauts, right?
Yeah. No, they have that one famous astronaut.
But do they have a space program of their own, or do they get trained by NASA, these astronauts?
I don't know.
Do they have to like borrow our stuff?
You think do they borrow our rocket ships?
They definitely don't have their own rocket ships. I would know if
well,
Canada
now,
had their own
how
rocket
do you know
ships.
That?
Because I think I would know if there was had ever been a Canadian manned space launch.
Okay, well, here we go. Science and technology. And there's a little...
There is a fucking Canadian space agency.
Of a Canadian spaceship. Well, it's a Canadian... Okay, so it's called the Canadarm. And it's a robot arm that's on the space shuttle Discovery.
I gotta say, this photo is fucking sick. Shows the curvature of the Earth, so take that, flat earthers.
It could be shopped, I mean...
But what I love about this is that, okay, so yeah, Canada, the Canadian Space Agency, they designed this robot arm. And then, of course, they had to be like, well, we get to have it say Canada on the arm,
yeah.
Right?
Very prominent right there.
We get to have our branding on this space arm, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't just say Canada, but it's like the logo of Canada with a little flag on there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks classy.
That's very classy.
Nice
yeah.
font.
It's a nice serifed font, yeah.
Okay, so here you go, Canadian Space Agency. It operates a highly active space program.
Yeah, but okay, developing rockets and satellites. They were the third to launch a satellite into space after the USSR and the United States.
There you go.
But I don't think okay. So in 1984, Marc Garneau became Canada's first male astronaut.
Yeah.
But like, did they shoot him up there or did we?
I'm gonna pop this open for later.
Okay. All right. I don't want to
like they're doing fine.
I don't want to slander Canada. Okay.
That
to our Canadian listeners.
You better be careful. If you're trying to get them to let you in, you better be careful what you say today.
I'm gonna have to learn so much about Canada to pass the citizenship test. I'm gonna have to know all the words to "O Canada." They're not gonna care that I know all the words to "Emotion" and "Emotion Side B." They're not gonna care, and they should. They
for
should
each
care.
Insult for each bad thing you say about Canada, they add one question to that citizenship test.
For each bad thing I say about Canada, yes. I have to do an additional course in Canadian politeness.
Yeah, yeah, You have to say sorry. You have to work the word "sorry" into your "Why Canada" essay.
It's just
additional five times.
It's just me at a chalkboard saying "I'm sorry" over and over again, like Bart Simpson. Okay, can we click on the it's Canadian Space Agency or ISS. What should we do?
Or space program.
Or just generic space. I think generic space program is good.
Yeah.
That'll capture all of them, right?
Oh, hell of a page here. So it redirects to lists of space programs, and it's the length of the page on my screen is about an inch and a half. And it says list of space programs include bullet point list of government space agencies, bullet point list of private spaceflight companies.
The fact that these aren't just listed on the fucking page.
Ooh.
Sucks.
Look at this, though. Under categories, we have lists of lists, and we have space lists.
Wait, so hold on. Yeah, we do have to call attention to the fact that we did just discover a list of lists, and that it is listed under, or is associated with, lists of lists.
This is lists, plural, of lists, plural.
Yeah, not lists of lists of lists.
Yeah.
But just want to highlight that, and I think yes, we should click space list. Maybe this is an even better thing for us, because it's gonna be all the colors of space, which would be all of the known colors.
An exhaustive list of colors that there are.
Yeah, this is step six, space lists. Okay, what do we got here? Actually, a bunch of garbage.
This seems like a pretty scattershot sort of list of space stuff. Some highlights include. List of space artists.
That's interesting.
List of extraterrestrial memorials.
That's also extremely interesting, actually.
List of geological features on Titan.
But just Titan.
And then there's something called Missile Row.
It's also NASA lists.
I just expanded years in spaceflight, and...
It's every year. Just every year since... we got into space. You know how we've grown up with space travel just being a thing our whole lives, and they're just like there are plenty of people old enough to remember like before we done did it.
Yeah, before space, yeah.
That's shit's fucked.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but hey, we got iPhones.
We have iPhones and
video games.
Yeah, and the Nintendo games and Sega games also.
Just those are the two kinds.
Those are the kinds of games that we have.
Can you imagine what it would be like if PlayStation and Microsoft hadn't gotten in the game? Mm-hmm. If there's no PS4, if there's no Xbox, do you think we would still just be like, Mario's the best? Nah, fuck you, it's Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's still what I think about all day, every day. So,
but Sonic comes out on the Mario systems now. He's been in a Smash in a Smash Brothers.
Well, yeah, but Mario versus Sonic is still, I think, the conflict of our time.
But now now it's a joint money making venture, and they're both at the 2016 Rio Olympic Games. It's not the same, really.
But we all know. I mean, we all know which one's better, though.
Tails and Waluigi have a canon relationship now. it's not like a war anymore, you know? They crossed the lines of war and love ended it. Tails and Waluigi in my fan fiction that is now canon, thanks to Nintendo
now that
and Sega.
Now that the two families are married together,
yes,
the war is over.
Yes. Waluigi took Tails' name, so now his name is Waluigi Prower.
So how the fuck do you know Tails' last name?
Tails is just Tails' nickname. Do you not know Tails' name?
No.
It's Miles Prower.
What? Why does he just have a person name?
No. Listen to it again. Miles Prower.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like that, what's that actor? Oh, Miles Teller, that actor.
And also, by asking what Tails' real name were, you sold yourself out as not a true Sonic fan, so...
Yeah, well, I think Mario is better than Sonic, so there.
Okay, okay, okay. What's Princess Peach's other name?
Princess Peach's other name?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. What was she called in Super Mario Brothers 3?
God, I don't remember.
Princess Toadstool. Come on!
Oh, I did know that. I did know that.
Jesus, Caitlin, what list should we click on?
Okay, so I don't know what this is.
Well, of course we wouldn't click on list of astronomical interferometers at visible and infrared wavelengths. No.
What about...
List of topics in space seems like a real boondoggle when we're already on a space list.
Whoa, yeah, that seems good. Outline of space science?
Outline of space science might...
What is list of upper stages?
That's got to be upper stages of rockets, like the separation stages. It's got to be.
Why are there lists of that? Why is there not just a list of that?
You're asking these questions that we know are just like because Wikipedia is fucked. Because it's just fucked.
Okay. There's so much I don't know about space. I wish Neil was here.
I wedged him out of existence.
I know you did.
So let's go to shit. This is just real hard.
What about outline of space science?
Outline of space science. Yeah. Okay. So this is step 7.
Okay. Space science encompasses all of the scientific disciplines involved in space exploration and studying phenomena occurring in outer space, such as space medicine and astrobiology.
Sick. Okay.
What the fuck? There's a picture here. Which is like,
holy shit. Well, it's
a little house. It looks like a little house and the roof split open to reveal a laser, and the laser is just shooting space. And it's the most beautiful picture of the night sky that you can imagine. Like, every star is visible, and this laser is just fucking shooting the Milky Way.
It's either extremely color-enhanced or outright, like, they took a photo of the galaxy and then shopped it in the background, yeah. This laser is something fucking else, though. It looks like a death ray.
Yeah, this is a weapon.
I'm calling some kind of BS on this, though, right? Because do we have lasers so fucking crazy?
Do we have lasers that can shoot space?
No, do we have lasers so fucking crazy that, as opposed to being invisible, they not only have a beam that looks like a fucking lightsaber like this one does,
yeah,
but that would then illuminate, see the sides of the observatory roof here in this photo that the listeners cannot see, but would it illuminate the sides of that fucking thing too?
Well, I have to imagine that if a laser was that big, it would do that.
Well, yeah.
This is like... Seemingly a laser. Again, the beam is completely visible. Looks like it's about the diameter of, you know, a human arm.
Have you thought about this shit before vis-a-vis lightsabers?
What?
How in the earlier films, even the prequels, lightsabers didn't actually cast light in most, if not all, situations.
Yeah.
You would light them up, and if it was like dramatic, like Darth Vader lighting up his blade and he was kind of shrouded, you might like be able to see him better. I don't even know if that's actually true.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I don't think that's ever happened until the later films.
Because
that definitely happens in Rogue One, spoilers. Definitely he's dark and then and the room lights up red. And it definitely happens in Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they just have the blades close to your face and you see that shit, which is what makes sense. But then it means that, like, since they started doing that shit, like, you can't go back. You can't go back and watch a scene where the lightsabers, like episode 2 with all the fucking Jedi in the arena. And it's just like you see no fucking effect of...
Right. It's not just blinding.
Light emitting from this light sword.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Did no one think about it back then?
I had never thought about that until you said it just now.
It's going to bother you for the rest of the time.
They must have just, like, they obviously invented some new lightsaber technology in between, you know, episodes.
This is some garbage.
Episodes 6 and 7, and they were like, hey, we have this thing. It's a really cool weapon. You can deflect blaster bolts with it or cut anything in half.
But it's not good as a flashlight.
What if it doubled as a flashlight? Can we do that? And they took it back to, you know, space Apple headquarters. That was space Steve Jobs saying that. And they took it back to the HQ, to the engineers, and they made it happen. So now it's a flashlight, too.
Space Steve Jobs is definitely part of the empire, though, right? He was like Grand Moff Jobs.
No, of course. There's a really long explanation of how this laser works here in the caption, and it's going to take me too much brain energy to read it. And I keep trying to read it as we're talking, so I'm...
I don't even want to bother. Let's
leaving that.
So I think identifying cosmic latte falls under the purview of astronomy, right?
Yeah.
Broadly.
Seems like star stuff to me.
But let's see if there's anything else that seems more like a closer link.
Theoretical astronomy?
I mean, because I'm sure how they had to have done this, right, is to look at all of the objects that we've cataloged and, like, mm-hmm. at the recorded colors of those light-emitting phenomena mm-hmm. and then average them out, right?
Like, yeah.
That's got to be it, right? But also, I'm sure there was a component whereby they're like, and there's stuff that we can't quite detect or have done a bad job detecting, and maybe then like a theoretical component. So, like,
So you're saying observational astronomy?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I really don't know.
It could be either or.
But maybe we just click astronomy then.
That's going to take us to outline of astronomy.
Yeah.
Which might just be the same list of links that we have right here. Theoretical astronomy is what I want to learn more about in mm-hmm. a short hit than just like, yeah, we have these giant telescopes that look at space.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah. So let's click on that. Step 8.
Okay. Do you know about the saga with the telescopes?
No.
I'll be brief. There's a person that lives in my house who was hired by a website that reviews gadgets to review a bunch of telescopes.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of these telescopes are sitting now in my house. This started in maybe October.
Okay.
And keep in mind that I live in Portland, Oregon. And as you know, the weather in Portland, Oregon, roughly 6 months of the year is overcast. Six months or greater.
Not great for looking at them stars.
So not good for looking at the stars. And we have sitting in the house these telescopes. One of these telescopes is probably the diameter of a dinner plate.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you stand it on end from the floor, probably like half the height of an adult person. And it's like serious shit. Like, I don't know. You look at Jupiter and you can just fucking see it. Like you're looking at a picture on the internet.
Really? And
apparently, yeah. They're just sitting there, and the person that's supposed to review this stuff, who has not done it, is about to move out of the house pretty shortly. Don't know what's going to happen to those telescopes.
Well, I mean, free telescopes.
Yeah, free telescopes / eBay.
Hit you up if someone should hit you up if they want a free telescope.
If you want a telescope, I'll give it to you, not for free, but, you know, at a steep discount from
I can get one for free, right?
You could get one for free.
Hell yes. Gonna look at some stars. My friend's dad.
Yeah.
This is back in high school. One day I go over to her house and her dad, who was a physics teacher at another high school in our school district, is just tinkering in the garage. And then he just wheels out this, you said like, oh, this telescope is like the size of a dinner plate and half the size of a man. Mm-hmm. This one is double that size and he fucking built it himself. What?
How could you do that?
He built his own goddamn telescope. I don't know I don't know if he did like the optics too, like, you know, ground the lenses and stuff.
That's impossible.
But he made the goddamn thing and he was like, check this out. And he like fiddles with some knobs and stuff and like aims it and he's like, check this out. And I look and it looks like I'm looking at a tree and he's like, that's looking right at the very tippy top of that tree. this huge, like, four-story tall pine tree that's in the yard. And I'm looking at the very tippy top of it, and it just looks like a tree.
Yeah.
That zoomed in. And I'm just like, fucking crazy. Like, I thought, when I was a little kid, I was like, my dad is, sorry, Dad, if you're hearing this, or if Mom's listening to this and it gets back to you, I thought my dad was so handy. And he is. He knows how to use all the different tools in a workshop and all this stuff. Very, very, like, interested in, like, sketching things out and making it real and so forth. That's like what, how he made his way and made money and so forth, is just by being good at making stuff. I don't think my dad could make a fucking telescope. I was just like, I didn't think dads could do that. Like you said, I thought it was illegal.
Yeah, I didn't think dads were allowed to do that kind of thing.
I didn't think dads were allowed to be
actually
good at making stuff. Like, good enough to be like, oh, they're dad good. They're dad good at assembling things, right? But I didn't think they were allowed to then, like, outshine other dads. I thought it was like a dad pact where it's just like, we're going to be just good enough at making this stuff that doesn't disappoint our kids. Like, but we're not going to, like, if you want a nice tree house, like, go get a fucking contractor.
Yeah, you got to hire somebody. And the contractor could be a dad, but that's incidental.
Like, yeah, and if he's doing it for his kids, he's not using his full potential.
Yeah.
He's, like, sandbagging himself for his own kids for the good of other dads. Okay, let's scroll down fucking page for theoretical astronomy.
Oh, Lord.
And we can talk later about what fucking telescope you're going to hook me up with.
Oh, there's so many words on this page.
A lot of them are tough words.
They're really hard words.
Dark matter, dark energy.
Oh.
Now, see, we know an expert who, like, we know someone who could actually help us with this fucking space shit. We should get her on for one of these episodes.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about fucking Meg Milhouse, who was part of the team that discovered gravitational waves.
Oh, right.
We should get Meg on here.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, I could maybe, like, text her and be like, hey, Meg, you know about that cool beige color that the universe is?
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
See, also, celestial sphere?
That's... I think that this is not a science thing, but it's a history thing.
Right.
Like, you know about the music of the spheres?
Yeah. But hold on. Under deep space, I think second line down, there is a link, I think, just to universe, right?
Yeah.
Is that just... Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's click
universe.
That.
Universe. Okay.
Okay. Step 9, Steven Universe.
Yes.
We are the crystal gems. We'll always save the day. You going to join me in on this or what?
No, you're doing great.
Well, I'm going to stop then.
Okay, that's fine.
Guess you're not really my friend.
Wow, ouch. See this picture? There's this famous picture of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a bunch of galaxies in there and shit. And I remember it being in science textbooks, and they'd be like, there's like 2,000 galaxies in this picture alone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they just took this picture and averaged all of the little dots in it, and that's how they did the thing?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure it was more complicated than that.
I mean, that was a joke, but okay.
I mean, look at this picture. Do you think it would be turquoise or beige?
I have no idea.
I think it would be more beige. There's like some blues and some reds, but I think it would be more beige.
I think it would be a warm color.
Okay. I feel like...
Properties.
Color. Please.
Color. We have shape.
I think... Wait, scroll back up. Just to the first paragraph under here. Very first paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at this. Okay, that's all a bunch of big hard words that I don't understand. Yeah, okay, let's keep going down the page.
Pseudo
Riemannian manifolds of general relativity.
Dimension.
Minkowski space.
Yowzer.
Okay. All right. Let's just scroll gently down this page, and if we just see a big old block of beige, we'll know we'll have made it.
Dark energy.
All drop.
Dark matter. ordinary matter particles.
Paul just dropped.
Oh boy. I don't know. This might not be in the cards.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I don't know why the call dropped.
Yeah, me neither.
Wait until... You didn't stop the recording, right?
Nope.
Neither did I. Let's wait until it kicks back in your video. Can you see me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see your video.
I think it's just turned off. Hold on.
I just turned mine off. Okay. All right.
All right.
No. Okay.
How about now?
All right. Let's get back to it.
Okay. What's the last thing you heard me say?
I don't remember. Let's just scroll down this. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Let's scroll further down the page and we'll see if we see some beige.
Oh, there it is.
Wait.
See also.
Right oh, here. Shit, yeah.
Ding.
Hell yes, that is 10 steps to Cosmic Latte.
All right, now let's see.
You're
finding...
Your approach, other than the fact that we did go through space program...
Yeah,
was,
it totally worked.
Was pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah.
We did eventually finding... get to the page for universe.
The finding of the color of the universe was not the focus of the study, which was examining spectral analyses of different galaxies to study star formation.
Okay.
Ugh.
Just a nice side discovery, I guess. So if you're curious right now and you don't feel like going to the Wikipedia page, but you do have a insanely good knowledge of the hexadecimal color system,
mm-hmm.
Just imagine the color FFF8E7, and that's Cosmic Latte.
That's it. That's the color.
If you're more familiar with RGB, it's 255, which I believe is full red, 248, 231.
Is 255 the top number that there can be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't fucks with CMYK. And I've never even heard of HSV before.
Dude, I don't even know what those letters stand
for. Also, it says the source is internet under this information. So maybe take it with a grain of salt, because Wikipedia just dropped the ball on citing that one.
Wikipedia just cites the internet.
I hope that's a citation for these translations of the color values, but you know, I just don't know.
I love that.
Okay,
I want to check on this Canadian astronaut to see who launched him into space.
Okay, let's do that first, and then let's go look at the other suggested names for this color.
Okay. First Canadian in space. Okay, 3 flights aboard NASA space shuttles.
There you go. We did that. We did that, America. But also, We did that, Canada, a country of which I'm soon to be a citizen. We got a man in space.
Yeah, well, sort of. You the Canadian part
also,
of you.
Also, he's Minister of Transport now, which is just like, what?
That's cool.
He's only good at the one kind, and most Canadians aren't going to do it. Maybe Justin's just trying to be future thinking. He's just trying to think for space flight, you know? All right, go back to Cosmic Latte.
Okay. Oh, my God. There's all these different shades of white at the bottom of the page, some of which I have to say are not white to
me. They're not white. Navajo white is pretty orange.
Beige.
Mint cream is decidedly greeny. Honeydew even more so. I wouldn't say any of these are shades of white. They've all got like splashed white. Okay.
Yeah,
great.
I'd actually say that there's one shade of white and it's white.
Yeah, or I'd also go with ghost white. I'd say that's white.
Yeah, well, on my monitor, it's hard to tell.
White smoke is definitely gray.
Yeah, no question.
Anti-flash white, same. I imagine it's actually silvery in person.
Eggshell, I would be worried if I got an egg that was this color.
It's like baby puke, this color.
It's not right.
Can we scroll up the page and see the other suggested names for Cosmic Latte?
Yeah, all right. Cosmic Latte. Cappuccino Cosmico. Big Bang Buff/blush/beige.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmic cream.
Not good.
Astronomer green. It's not green, so I don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Astronomer almond. Ooh, I like this one. Skyvery.
No, I hate it.
This one's even worse.
Yeah.
Univage.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmic khaki.
I didn't notice this last one before, but I think it might be my favorite. If you
primordial,
would please.
Primordial clam chowder.
I dig that one because cosmic latte is already just dumb, and that's just cranking up the dumb knob another notch. It's good.
Wait, so cosmic cappuccino cosmico is the got the most votes.
Ah, but read here at the bottom. Though Drum's suggestion, cappuccino cosmico received the most votes. Glazebook and Baldry preferred Drum's other suggestion, cosmic latte, because Drum came up with the name while sitting at a Starbucks coffee house, drinking a latte, and reading the Post. Drum noticed that the color of the universe, as displayed in the Washington Post, was the same color as his latte. So it's actually the same guy's suggestion, so he does get the credit for naming it, but he then tried to style on his initial observation, and they're just like, nah, like, the story's better if it's actually the coffee you were drinking instead of trying to sound ever so slightly more sophisticated by saying, like, or like a cappuccino. So, you know?
Yeah.
There you have it. And that is the story. I was going to say another phrase, but it didn't come to mind.
Cool.
This has been Can You Get to That? I have been Matthew Olson, and I definitely wasn't Neil deGrasse Tyson at the top of the show. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. And hey, I'm gonna plug this again because I gotta talk with the co-host of this show, but I might be taking it down, well, not down forever off the internet, but it might be considerably harder to find soon. If you would be interested in listening to 14 hours of me and my friend Alex Clute talking about Infinite Jest and other bullshit, probably like 7 hours of Infinite Jest and 7 hours of other bullshit, Finite Jest, you can find that on iTunes and at finitejest.simplecast.fm. And yeah, I mean, we have to pay to host that thing, but we're never going to make any more episodes, at least dealing with Infinite Jest. So maybe grab it now just to have it. And then when you go on like a long car ride and you want to go crazy, you can put it on. Yeah.
I have been Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at BestKabest, BestKabest. You can find the show at Get to That. You can find the show on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT. And I was not paying attention to anything else that you may have said. Did I get it all?
You got it.
Okay.
You never pay attention.
I never pay attention. That's correct.
What do you do when I'm talking at the end here, if not like at least kind of listening?
I listen to the part where you're talking about the Infinite Jest podcast, and the part before that, I just tune it out because it's like, I don't know, the same thing a lot. And so it just like in one ear and out the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. anyway.
But I have one last question because I never remember the answer to this either.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shoot.
What if technology bad though?